For the second week in a row, witnesses who had been subpoenaed to report to the Senate Judiciary Committee did not show up. They were expected to testify in the legislature's investigation of the firing of former Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan, much the same as last week when the first six witnesses were no-shows. Senator Hollis French gave a brief written statement to reporters naming the seven state employees who ignored the subpoenas today.
The subpoenas that had not been served as of last Friday, September 19, 2008, were for Ms. Diane Kiesel, Ms. Annette Kreitzer, Ms. Nikki Neal, Mr. Brad Thompson, Mr. Michael Nysick, Ms. Chris Perry, and Ms. Janice Mason.
French said legislators may find that the 13 witnesses are now in contempt. A lawsuit filed yesterday by Attorney General Talis Kohlberg against French, Senate President Lyda Green, the Judiciary Committee, and the subpoenas was followed by a letter to the committee asking them to stop work and wait for a response by the court.
Let me remind the department and the public that this investigation began nearly 2 months ago. The administration and the Department of Law have repeatedly promised cooperation with this inquiry, both orally and in writing. Indeed, we are here today because of Attorney General Kohlberg's abrupt and complete change in position. On July 29, 2008, the Legislative Council Committee gave me a job to do. That committee and the Judiciary Committees of both bodies are engaged in a simple search for the truth. We intend to keep pursuing that goal.
French exited the room immediately after his written comments, taking no questions. Senate Minority Leader Jean Theriault is a member of the Judiciary Committee. Theriault stepped to the podium, saying he thinks the Legislative Council's investigation has become too partisan.
This process appears to have been politicized, and it seems like we should let that other process work. In fact, that other process is moving forward, despite what the legislature does or doesn't do.
The other process is the Personnel Board. The Personnel Board is comprised of three governor-appointed members, and the proceedings are completely confidential. Theriault said he's been contacted twice by McCain's people, but he said he told them he would only discuss process. Fairbanks Republican Representative Jay Ramirez says the breakdown in cooperation with the legislature's investigation is causing a fracture within Alaska. Ramirez says he is concerned about Attorney General Kohlberg's behavior, saying that when Kohlberg was confirmed, the legislature held him over for a second day of questioning because of concerns over his depth of legal experience.
Some of those concerns are beginning to show themselves. The notion that he advised members of the administration to ignore subpoenas and then moved at a much later date to quash the subpoenas and is not doing that with any kind of urgency, whatever the legal word is for that. I'm a layperson, I think, is of concern.
All seven of the witnesses who ignored subpoenas today are named as plaintiffs in the lawsuit. Kohlberg held a press conference to answer questions about why the lawsuit was filed. He also sought to correct a misunderstanding regarding Governor Palin's attorney, Thomas Van Flein. Kohlberg says Van Flein is on contract with the state to represent the governor, despite Van Flein's comments last week to the contrary. Van Flein is also representing the governor's husband, Todd Palin, who refused to appear after he was subpoenaed in the Monaghan firing investigation. When pressed about whether the dual representation would be a conflict, Kohlberg answered this way.
I don't want to say that I have no concern about things. I really don't have all the possible parameters of what that question might lead to. I would say that there are all kinds of issues that come up in this circumstance that probably haven't been anticipated by a lot of folks, but we have tried to make it clear that he is the attorney under the contract for the governor, and the reason for that started before there ever was a McCain campaign.
Kohlberg says he did not advise witnesses to ignore subpoenas.
I have not directed anyone not to obey a subpoena. I have advised them of their options, and we have advised people that we believe these are not standard subpoenas. And as the lawsuit lays out, we believe there are five examples of why these subpoenas are infirm. And if they were a normal subpoena, we do not believe they would be optional.
Kohlberg says he did not ask for an injunction against the legislature's investigation because he doesn't see a need for urgency in the court's decision.